This is Stephen Strang. With Halloween coming up, there are a lot of churches that are actually having Halloween alternative activities. But my guest today has written a book called Why Christians Shouldn't Celebrate Halloween, and we're going to delve into that, and you may be surprised what she has to say.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and I'm happy to welcome back to my podcast Kathy DeGraw, who has a prophetic ministry that is a blessing to many. She has a podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network that you need to check out. And earlier, we had a podcast about Halloween, and if you didn't hear it, you need to go on the Charisma Podcast Network and look for it and listen to it. But I wanted to drill down a little bit because, you know, this booklet, which is actually an ebook that we have available on shop.charismamag.com, that you can get called Why Christians Shouldn't Celebrate Halloween. And we may get into a little bit of that in the podcast. But first of all, I want to ask Kathy to just tell me, are these alternative Halloween activities acceptable, or is dressing up as fun a good thing? Is it okay? What is the biblical view on these things?
The Bible says to give no place to the devil. And I think when we look at Halloween, what we have to look at is how many doors can we close so that we give no place to the devil. The adversary goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we need to make sure that we are living a righteous, pure, clean, holy life so that we are not someone that he can come and devour or that he's even seeking after.
Well, what about Halloween? I mean, it's such a part of our culture with Halloween activities at school and a lot of churches. I know my own church has what they call trunk or treat, where I guess the cars line up and, you know, they back in and they have the trunks open and they have candy. The kids, of course, like to go car to car. This is a lot safer, in my opinion, than people going door to door just because there's so much weirdness out there. But how do you explain to children about this? And what about pastors who maybe think that it's okay? They've never really considered this. What do you say to them?
Explaining to children is teaching them from a young age about Jesus and that Jesus is a God of love and that we want to exude love. I think we need to relate to children and give them an instance where they were scared of something and afraid of something. And often when a child is scared or afraid of something, that follows them through the years and they're still scared or afraid of it, such as a snake, a spider, something like that. But when we are talking about Halloween, we also get scared of the ghosts, the goblins, the scariness there. And so one of the ways that we can speak to our children is by telling them the difference and how that impacts our life. But also going back to Jesus and saying, we serve a God who's a God of love. And so we should be exuding love and doing good things and trying to live our lives to glorify Christ. And so I think if we teach them about the spiritual realm, we don't have to go really deep into the darkness of demons. But if we just teach them at an age of 3 or 4 that there's a spiritual realm, good things happen and bad things happen. And we want to walk the line where good things happen. So I think if we go down to a child's level and look at how they're seeing the world, we can try and talk to them about that. And then with the churches, we have, you know, Harvest Fest and Trunk or Treats, and we say, oh, we're doing this to be an evangelistic tool. I am for evangelism. I love street evangelism. I love mall evangelism. Those are great tools. But we can't just wait till one day a year to be celebrating it. And I think sometimes we use that as an excuse or a justification. We're going to have a Halloween party. We're going to have that trunk or treat. But then we don't go out and evangelize the other 364 days of the year. And I think if we want to have an evangelistic tool, we can do that in September. We can do that in July. We don't have to choose to do that on Halloween. There are going to be people that are going to go trick-or-treating regardless. There's going to be people that are going to find different churches to go trunk-or-treating at. Let's not have our church be that place, because when we allow our church to be that place, we're setting ourselves up, our church, our ministry, for a spiritual warfare attack. Anton LaVey, the founder of Satanism, says, I love it when Christian parents dress their kids up for Halloween, because in the spiritual realm, there's just no differentiating between dressing them up as a spider or a goblin and dressing them up as an angel or a biblical character. To the demonic realm that has made it their mission to curse us and wreak havoc on us, we are opening a door. We are opening a gateway when we allow that participation. And that's why I really believe that if you want to do something for Halloween, you know, the best thing that we should do is spend that time in prayer, do an evangelistic outreach 10 days later, away from the time that the devil is wreaking havoc on us and that the curses and evil spirits are being released, so that we are not participating and we're closing that door. We just want to tighten up our spiritual walk. We want to live more to glorify the Lord and do evangelism another time.
In this little ebook called Why Christians Shouldn't Celebrate Halloween, which is available through shop.charismamag.com, you have a chapter that says you have no idea what demonic spirits are behind Halloween. Could you elaborate? What are the demonic spirits that are behind Halloween?
The demonic spirits behind Halloween are hate, anger, strife, that confusion, the envy, the jealousy, the rage. They are coming out at this time to prevent our deliverance, to put us in emotional depression or anger. I want you to think about it this way. When do a lot of Christians get attacked? We get attacked in November and December. A lot of times we get spiritually attacked. We get depression leading up to Christmas. We get financial lack in November, and then we don't know how we're going to celebrate Christmas. And some of these, yes, are natural happenings, grief, depression, financials. But this is also these demonic spirits that are coming out for the month of October and Halloween. They're cursing us in advance. It's a familiar spirit that's going forth. They're demonic spirits that's going forth, and they're wreaking destruction on the rest of our year by causing family dissension, depression, financial lack. And then a lot of Christians go into the spiritual warfare zone in November and December, and it's because of the spirits that have this underlying curses that they're throwing in October, and it puts us in turmoil for the rest of the year.
Well, I think if some of our listeners want to read more, they should go to shop.charismamag.com and order this book, and also to check out your website. Why don't you tell us again what your website is and how people can reach you?
Website is KathyDeGrawMinistries.org, Kathy with a K, DeGraw, DeGraw, Ministries.org. You can reach me there. That'll also link you to my new podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network called Prophetic Spiritual Warfare, so that the listeners can learn more about spiritual warfare, trauma, rooting out rejection, closing entryway doors, removing legal rights. And we have a lot of resources there. The teaching blogs that we write for Charisma Magazine every week are listed on our website, links to our YouTube channels, and our book, Speak Out, that we wrote actually with Creation House, Charisma Media, The Power of Audible Prayer. And through the power of audible prayer, you'll learn how to combat the powers of darkness and pray offensively, like we've been talking about.
Well, Kathy DeGraw, you have been such a blessing to so many. I've been aware of your ministry now for a number of years, and you've been a blessing here. I remember a couple of times you even visited the office and ministered prophetically to some of the staff. They still talk about it.
Yes.
And thank you for doing these podcasts with me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having a podcast on our Charisma Podcast Network. And, you know, I hope that we'll start a discussion in the body of Christ. I know there are a lot of people that disagree what we've talked about today. But I think we must be careful about, you know, giving Satan any kind of toehold in our lives and in our churches and our families. And so I'm glad that you're sharing this, you've written about it. And as we get it out on charismanews.com and through my newsletter and in other ways, I hope that people will take heed to this and realize that there is a very serious side to celebrating Halloween. So thank you again for being with me. Thank you to my listeners for listening.
Thank you very much.
And that's it today for the Strang Report. Tune in tomorrow or go on Charisma Podcast Network and check out our podcasts going back to the middle of 2015. I was looking over the numbers this week and I was surprised to see that I've had at least one download of every single podcast since day one in the last 30 days. It kind of surprised me, but people obviously go back and find topics that they're interested in listening to. This is Stephen Strang. Again, thank you for listening. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.